We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Sports Radio WEI. Patrick Gilroy with you guys as we'll make our way together up until 4 o'clock this afternoon. The number to join us here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And you know, we'll continue the discussion here for a little while longer about the NFL, about the NBA, the NHL, mainstream society essentially, and their willingness to accept marijuana, accept THC, accept this into our daily lives and consider it part of your medicinal regimen. And I say it because Gronk brought it all to the forefront the other day with the whole CBD press conference that he gave. CBD has got a ton of medicinal qualities in it, and Gronk wants to be the living proof that CBD is something that can be effective and that works. Now, the next step for Gronk, much like Tom Brady built his TB12 brand and built this whole TB12 method, based on pliability, based on nutrition, and a combination of things that have worked for him to be able to play at a very high level at 42 years old, the longer Tom is able to continue playing and play at a very high level, the more credibility the TB12 method gets. So if he's able to play at 45 years old and still be a very effective NFL quarterback, well then people will spend a tremendous amount of money with the TB12 centers to get the TB12 method and to emulate the lifestyle that Tom Brady sort of created. Not because people in mainstream America think that if they do this, they'll become NFL players, but because people in mainstream America want to push back mortality. That is part of being a human being. That's part of being alive. We all want to extend our lives and extend our quality of our lives for as long as possible. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if Tom has found some combination that's going to make people believe that they can push back their own mortality even for a little while and live a higher quality of life into your latter years, well, then people will spend big, big money in order to have an opportunity to do that. And I think that's what Tom is counting on. That's what the whole TB12 method, all of these TB12 centers that you're going to start seeing pop up all across the country, they're all built on that premise. And that premise gets that much more credibility the longer that Tom plays, the longer he plays at a high level, and the longer Tom Brady continues to look closer to a 25-year-old rather than a 40-year-old. I mean, that's the facts, right? And I think Gronk wants to do something very similar with this company, CBD Medic, and with CBD in general. The next step for Gronk is going to be that he can be back on the football field and he can be effective on the football field. He's going to have to show that CBD is something that takes care of his pain, takes care of his inflammation, makes him that much better on the football field, if only because it keeps him on the field more often than he was on the field before. He's been somebody that's been plagued by injuries for the majority of his career. So he's going to need to prove to everybody if this is a brand that he wants to create, if this is a brand that he wants to make. The only way to lend some legitimacy to it all is for him to get back on the football field and show mainstream America that CBD has worked for him. Where one person does this, there'll be many, many copycats. The sin of this is you could get the medicinal properties that you get in CBD, you can get them right now. And you don't have to isolate the CBD away from the THC in order to do that. This is just a way to make something more mainstream so it can be sold over the counter. You know, federally, at a federal level, we've got to find a way to get this country to legalize marijuana as a whole, to legalize this as a whole so it can be something that's regulated across the country at a federal level. And once that happens, then these major league sports organizations, the NFL, the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, MLS, then they'll hop on board. Then they'll become a part of what's happening here in mainstream America. Unfortunately, right now, it's up to the states, and I'm lucky that I live in a state where you can get it medicinally as an option. You know, you can go and you can be treated for multiple types of pain, whether it's my Crohn's disease or it's somebody with an inflammation disorder or cancer or anything in between. There's a way to do that, and there's a way to do it where you don't have to get high just because your product of choice, your medicine of choice, It has some THC in it. This isn't about getting high. This is about a different type of medication that does a damn good job getting rid of your pain without getting hooked on Percocet, on Vicodin, on opiate-based painkillers. So it is Sports Radio. WEI, room for you guys at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in Florida. Chris, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, Chris. What's on your mind, man?
Listen, I have firsthand experience with this. I played sports and played college baseball at the University of Tampa. I actually played with Tino Martinez.
No, Chris, your phone. Yeah. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. Your phone is in a bad place right now. So I'm going to go to Justin. We'll put Chris on hold and go back to him in a minute. Justin, you're in D.C. You're next up here on WEI.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Justin.
I think you're having a great conversation right now about CBD. I've been a senior policy advisor in Congress working on agriculture policy, so that's marijuana. And I just wanted to add some stuff into this conversation. I personally use CBD, and I think it's a great product, but you can get CBD without THC in it.
Isn't the legal standard like less than 0.03%, though, to get it over the counter?
So it's 0.3%, not 0.03%.
Okay.
But you are correct. And federally, it is legal, but it's the reverse of marijuana. So each state has to also legalize it. So CBD is not actually legal in all 50 states.
Okay.
And keeping that into consideration, there's really nothing to do with the FDA, because the FDA is going to end up regulating this like they regulate protein shakes.
Yep.
So the industry is going to have to self-regulate. But where you're hitting the nail on the head is that this is really going to have to become legal federally with marijuana for the NFL to allow the use of it. And if we're looking at this honestly, it's probably going to take 10 or 15 years to become legal just because of the politics involved and the stigma that you're hitting on that a lot of these callers and myself, quite frankly, don't really care about. It's really the conservative right who's worried about this drug being a gateway issue into opiates and other things. Now, if you think about this logically like you're doing, the only reason why marijuana is a gateway drug is because you have to buy it illegally. And when you're buying it illegally, you're then hanging out with drug dealers and introducing yourself into situations where you may be offered other drugs, as opposed to going the legal route, going to a dispensary or a doctor and getting a prescription. So I just wanted to discuss this with you a little bit and see your thoughts on where you think this is going ultimately.
Justin, let me ask you a question then. If let's say that there was an awakening tomorrow and Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, they all got together and they applied pressure on a federal level to legalize this, would that be an avenue in which you could speed up the regulation and the acceptance of this federally?
So that's a great question. It would pass in the House. I've worked for both Democrats and Republicans. It would pass with the Democrats. The issue is in the Senate. Whether Mitch McConnell would bring the vote to the floor. So let's assume Mitch McConnell's voted out and you have 51 Democratic senators, 49 Republican senators, and then that pressure were applied. Yes, you could probably get 9 Republican senators to go along with the Democrat senators, because if you remember, polling in this country is 70% believe it should be legal. So there's overwhelming support for it being legal. It's just the political machinations in the country and all the minutiae that we don't want to get into on the radio are kind of holding it back.
Yeah, it's a shame, but that's the way it goes. And for the next 10 or 15 years, while this is being bantied about and people are talking about it and not much is happening, that just means it's 10 or 15 more years of opiate prescriptions. And this alternative to the opiates is out there, but it's unavailable to these players. And unfortunately, when I look at a guy like Gronk at 30 years old, walking away from the NFL, there's an alternate reality that we could be living in, Justin, where Gronk is getting the medicine that he needs and he's still able to continue playing.
And Patrick, that's the last thing and the most important thing that you've said today. And it's so accurate. There is no solution to the opioid epidemic. I'm from New Hampshire, and I've had family members caught up in the prescription of opiates and then get addicted. But the only way to really mitigate the issue is through alternative prescriptions like marijuana, which helps people like yourself, and it helps people with chronic pain. So by these politicians really playing a game, they're hurting you, they're hurting me, they're hurting everybody's family. So I just wanted to say that you are adroit in that analysis, and legalizing marijuana is really the first substantive step to combating this opioid addiction.
Awesome, Justin. I appreciate the phone call, and thanks for the perspective there from really an insider's perspective that I can't offer. So, you know, I started the program an hour and a half ago when I started talking about this, telling you guys I didn't smoke weed in high school. I didn't smoke weed in college. It wasn't my thing. It never was my thing. And I never thought it would be my thing. And I don't sit at home in a cloud of smoke trying to get high, trying to get stoned. That's not my thing at all. So my education on this is lacking in some areas. I have tried my best to educate myself. I converse with the people at the dispensary that are that are professionals at this. I read up on it. I watch what I can watch on YouTube, and I give myself an education. My doctor has given me a small education as well, and I want to listen to other people that it's benefited and people that it's hurt as well. And that's how one gets an education on these things. But the first thing when it comes to getting that education is having an open mind. And I feel like there's a huge portion of the general public out there that the moment they hear marijuana, their mind closes. They don't have an open mind because there is an assumption that we're talking about a drug that, you know, the same drug that your parents told you to stay away from. It's that stigma that goes along with it that is helping prevent it from ever becoming as mainstream as I think it should be, as it needs to be. So while it's been around for forever, the medicinal portion of it has not been around forever. And as much as I think it should be mainstream, and as easy as it is for me to go to my dispensary, no different than going to a CVS and getting your medicine. It's no different for me. It's the same exact experience for me as it is to when I go to CVS to get a traditional prescription medication. It doesn't mean that it's not in its infancy stages, because it really, really is right now. The sin of it is we're going to miss out on a year or two of Gronk. I believe he's going to come back at some point. But we don't need to be in this position where Gronk's unable to play, where Gronk isn't able to get the treatment that he needs and be able to thrive on the field. Again, this alternate reality where Josh Gordon isn't consistently suspended, where Ricky Williams had a Hall of Fame career, and where Rob Gronkowski is able to go through the regimen he wants to go through in order to stay on the football field, that alternate reality is a tempting one, isn't it? That alternate reality is one that I would like to live in and be an NFL fan in. Unfortunately, we live in America where these things are going to take 10 or 15 years for us to wake up and have this enlightening that I keep talking about. And once that enlightening happens, I think we'll start to see some change. Unfortunately, because of all the regulation that goes into this and because of the politics that go into this, that enlightening is going to be delayed, delayed, delayed instead of on the immediate horizon. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. Look, if you're on the line, stay on the line. I see you guys there. When we come back, I'll get right back to your phone calls talking about medicinal marijuana, talking about THC, CBD, and the positive effects that it's had on you, on me, and the potential positive effects it can have for our athletes that we love to root on, love to root for, and love to watch on a daily basis. It is Sports Radio, WEI.
It's more of Patrick Gilroy on Sports Radio WEEI.
How much could that have helped you during the course of your career? You had 9 surgeries, obviously dealt with a lot of pain. What could that have done for you during your career, Rob?
Yes, definitely. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, make me like 5 more spectacular one-handed catches. But, you know, it could have helped me out big time with some of the hits that you take. You know, you get huge bruises, you get the huge hits, and you know, you're just sitting in meetings and you're aggravated because your body just, you know, you just have that pain in you from the hits and everything. So it would have been huge just to be able to have it and just have been able to apply it during my career. So I could have just been comfortable throughout the day, you know, toss them on. You know, sometimes you go out to practice and you got things that are aching on you. Just because it's the game of football. It is what it is. So it would have been very nice to just apply it on it and go out to practice and just not have to worry about it.
It's Gronk right there with Adam Schefter talking about CBD and what he's found that's worked for him. And while common sense is such a huge portion of this discussion, it really is. And Gronk shockingly, has got a huge amount of common sense. You can hear it right there in the conversation that he had with Schefter, where he says that he knows if he had had access and used CBD throughout his entire career, it's not going to prevent the devastating injuries. If his, you know, if his knee was going to give out, if his leg was going to give out, if his back was going to give out, likely it was still going to give out with or without the use of CBD. But what he's talking about is the day-to-day aches and pains that keep players off the field. It's his belief that if he had access to and was able to use this throughout the course of his career, well, then maybe he wouldn't have been able to, he would have been able to be on the field more often than not. He would have been able to deal with those injuries, deal with the day-to-day pains and struggles of being an NFL football player that's targeted the way that Gronk is targeted out there, by the way. He feels like it would have improved the way that he plays, improved his ability to get on the field. And that's the overwhelming point here, is the normal treatment for a player to get on the field when they have to get on the field is a Toradol shot, is Percocet, is Oxycontin, is Vicodin. That's the normal course of treatment in the NFL right now. And there is a better way. There's a better alternative. Unfortunately, it's illegal in the NFL. It's illegal on a federal basis. It's illegal in the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, MLS, and there's a better way. You know, we heard from, I believe it was Justin in D.C., who's lobbied on both sides of this thing, and you know, he tells us it's 10 or 15 years away from being regulated and being accepted on a federal level. And if that's the case, well, then that's 10 or 15 more years of Percocet, of 10 or 15 more years of Vicodin, of Oxycontin, of Toradol, of all of these painkillers that have been, that have worked, but they've been something that damages these players long term. It's something that has damaged society long term. And there's a better way, there's an alternative solution, and it's right there in front of your face. So it is Sports Radio, WEI, room for you guys at 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And to the texter here in the 401 that says, I feel for people with legitimate conditions, people with a terminal illness who need relief. Who I won't feel bad for is people who want weed because they have a bellyache from too much butter on their lobster. That's beyond lame and an excuse to use an illicit drug, period. Well, it's people like you with your closed damn minds and your archaic way of thinking that are keeping these prescription drugs flowing. And it's people like you that are partially responsible for the opiate epidemic we have in our country. And the fact is, it's people like you who talk the way that you do without having an open mind and an open ear to listen to other people and to educate yourself that's a part of the problem in society today. See, here's the thing. You don't know what it's like, okay? You don't know what it's like. The producers that I work with do. When I first started here 3 years ago, I was not on the regimen that I'm on now, okay? And I was in the throes of this chronic pain that you deal with, okay, that comes with Crohn's disease. And it is crippling pain. So there were times that I would come in here, and the first thing I would do, I would grab the producer and say, hey, listen, I'm feeling like crap tonight. My stomach is killing me. Just be aware. I might have to run to a break real quick. Or can you keep an extra couple commercials on hand? I might be in there longer than I want to be. Okay, and that's something that sucks because you deal with that here on the radio. You deal with that in the office. You deal with that if you fly around the country like I do. That's awful. If you're on an airplane and you're dealing with that, you have no idea what that does and the physical and psychological toll that it takes on you if that's something that you deal with on a daily basis. So again, it's people like you with your closed minds that are hurting this country and hurting this problem rather than helping it because you haven't experienced it. You don't know what it's like to deal with it. And the fact is this, I found something that works for me. There are millions of other people out there that have found something that works for them, that is a healthier alternative to the traditional pain-relieving methods that have been out there for the last 30 years. So if you're not willing to have an open mind, fine, don't listen or call in and debate me. But if you're going to sit there with no balls on the text line with your, you know, your capital letters and your period and your closed minds, well, that says a whole heck of a lot more about you than it says about me. So it is Sports Radio, WEI, room for you guys, 617-779-7937. Let's get back out to the calls. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in Florida. Chris, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, happy Labor Day, my friend.
Hey, Chris, what's happening, man?
The reason for my call, I'm listening to you guys all the way down here in Florida as I'm bunkering down for Hurricane Dorian to hit here.
Where are you in Florida, man?
But I live on Sanibel, Florida, but I also have a place in Pompano, and I had to board everything up, yeah. And I'm back over to Sanibel. But
good luck to you.
I played Thank you very much. And wherever this hits, it's going to destroy wherever it is. So yeah. Everybody needs to keep everyone in their prayers right now.
I hear you.
But the reason for my call is I played college sports. And one thing that I played college baseball for the University of Tampa. I was on Tino Martinez's team, and then I played with Ozzie Timmons. And I was never good enough to make pros or anything like that. But they stopped pushing the painkillers then. And one thing that no one's talking about is the college football players that are coming into the draft have been being pushed narcotics on since they started playing. It's the same sport, and they're used to taking it. Over 80% of NFL players have some sort of opiate addiction. And the medical marijuana that's down here in Florida is fantastic. I broke my back about 15 years ago and was on all kinds of pain meds. It cost me my marriage because my wife started taking them for, you know, recreational. And I can't even tell you the money and everything else that it cost. And now I use medical marijuana that has a THC and the CBD. And I do it in the morning, and it works perfect. It's better than any of those other pills, Motrin and that, because that addiction is one rabbit hole that nobody wants to go down. And if Gronk could absolutely use CBD, he'd be playing. And that's, you know, Josh Gordon, I don't know what's going to pan out with him. I wish him the best, and I hope that he can stay clean. But this is a nationwide epidemic that they're offering a solution to, because this marijuana is non-addictive. It might be addictive in your brain, but it's not physically addicting, where if you don't take a Percocet every 6 hours or 12 hours, you're going to start going, getting sick, into withdrawal, et cetera.
Yep.
So these players.
And by the way, it's the fear of that withdrawal that winds up leading people to make terrible decisions like heroin and fentanyl and things like that.
Because
what happens is if it's a buck a milligram for an OxyContin and it's a 30 milligram pill, now you're paying $30 for a pill that you have to have multiple times a day. Eventually, you run out of money. And when heroin's 10 or 20 bucks and it does the same thing, it's dirt cheap. That's why people wind up getting addicted.
We spent, my wife and I, over $1 million on OxyContin and Percocets when my prescription would run out over a 5-year period.
Wow.
And we lost everything. And all because of that drug.
Yep.
And I ended up with, I'm one of the lucky ones. I went and took care of the problem and take Motrin, and I don't even drink anymore. All I do is smoke the medical marijuana. And it takes away all the pain, and I take an 800 milligram Motrin. These football players, not allowing them to smoke marijuana is a friggin' joke, okay? It makes absolutely no sense that they are turning out addicts with, let's not forget, CTE on the back end of this.
Yep.
They're turning out addicts that have CTE because half the players in the NFL are going to have some form of it. We saw it firsthand what caused Aaron Hernandez to may or may not do, but his brain certainly was not right he did whatever he did.
Right, Aaron Hernandez Jr., he's no longer with us because of it. No, you're right about that.
Absolutely, and there's only, they have to legalize it federally in order for the NFL to get it off their list. But at the same time, it makes no sense. To have opiates such as OxyContin, and the worst thing is fentanyl now, is 20 times stronger than that, and they're putting fentanyl patches on kids in college that aren't getting paid that are trying to make the NFL because they need to get out there and play and play and play in order to get drafted.
No, it's a catch-22, man. And listen, I appreciate the phone call. I'm up against it. Thanks for sharing your story. And again, you know, Florida, much like right now, New Hampshire, where I live, is sort of one of the epicenters of the opiate epidemic. We've got a huge problem in New Hampshire, and there's no real end in sight. Florida was where all the pill mills were, and Florida was a place where all of the opiates were readily available, and it seemed like every week there was a dozen new, you know, pain specialists or pain clinics popping up in every single corner of the state of Florida because their laws were sort of lax at the time. Now, things have changed since then, but I'm talking 10, 15 years ago, I knew people here that literally there would be 6 or 7 people. They would take 3 or 4 cars down to Florida once a month, and they would hit a dozen different pain clinics where they were handing out prescriptions for 230 milligram oxys at a time, times 6 people. And you do the math there. We're talking about tens of thousands of pills being prescribed monthly to these groups of people. They would fill them in Florida, drive back up here, and they would sell them. They would keep enough to sort of keep their habit alive and keep their habit going. But there were millions of dollars on the table. So when a caller like Chris calls in with a story that says, you know, over a five-year period, he and his wife spent over $1 million on painkillers, I believe it, because it was that prevalent back then, and Florida was at the epicenter of it. Now it's that prevalent, and the pills aren't nearly as readily available. So while the pills, put people into this rabbit hole, and the pills were sort of what started this entire opiate problem that leads to heroin, leads to fentanyl, leads to the addiction, leads to all the deaths, leads to the destruction of society, at least the pills were federally regulated, meaning they were made in an FDA lab. They were made at some place where you knew what was going into them. Now you're getting fentanyl-laced heroin. And the crazy part of the whole psychology behind it is, let's say that there's somebody that knows somebody who bought some heroin and they died of an overdose. Well, all the heroin users in that area want to go to the dealer that supplied the OD heroin. It makes no sense, but that's what they're looking for because they want to feel that high. They'll run the risk. You know, this is what's killing society today, and it begins and ends with the advent of all the opiates that really have been so prevalent in society over the last 30 years. And what I'm talking about is just one small part of the solution to the overall problem. But it's at the epicenter of sports today. And right here in New England with the Patriots, we're seeing it hit because of Josh Gordon and the multiple suspensions to him and the psychological and physical reasons for his use of marijuana. We're seeing it with a guy like Rob Gronkowski, who's using CBD right now to make his way back from injury and potentially, we hope, get back on the football field. And they're just two small examples on opposite ends of the spectrum, but they could both be equally helped and treated if this thing were legalized in the NFL. And my overall point here is I realize that the NFL can't legalize it overall until it's legal on a federal level. But if the NFL and Roger Goodell would yield their power and yield their influence on a federal level, maybe we could make the legalization process overall happen much, much quicker. It is Sports Radio, WEI. Let's grab one more before the break here. Let's go to Dan. Dan's in Nashua. Dan, you're next up here on WEI.
How you doing, Patrick?
Hey, Dan.
Great show today. Hey, I guess my question is, where did this notion that the federal government has to legalize marijuana before the NFL can just decide not to test for it?
So that's a different thing. So the NFL is always going to test for banned substances. So can they take it off the banned substance list? Sure. I don't think that they will. So if you legalize it at a federal level, it gives every player in the country equal access to the medicine. Let's say the Patriots, allow it, right? Because in Massachusetts, you can buy it recreationally at these four or five shops that have opened up. Well, then the Patriots, in theory, would have an unfair advantage over other teams that are located in states that don't legalize it.
I get that point. But my point is to say that the NFL can't, quote unquote, legalize it until it's federally legal. It's just wrong. I mean, that's not the case. The NFL can take it off its banned substance list if it wants to.
They just won't.
It doesn't have to wait for the federal government.
I think you're making a good point. There's a difference between can't and won't.
Right. My second point. What was my second point? Real quick. I know you don't have a lot of time. I forget my second point. I was on hold too long. I guess I'll just go with that, and I just kind of wanted to clarify that.
Dan, I appreciate the phone call, and it is Sports Radio. WEI, room for you guys today at 617-779-7937. I see you guys there on the line. Hang out there for a minute. When we come back, we'll get to more of your phone calls, continue the discussion here. It's one that I think is needed to happen. It's necessary, and the fact is this. We're seeing it here in New England. We're seeing it with the Patriots. I think that when you look at a guy like Josh Gordon and you look at all of the suspensions that he has faced throughout his career, maybe the six suspensions are one or two if this thing is legalized years ago. You look at a guy like Rob Gronkowski, I think there's a damn good possibility, and you heard it there in the cut that we played with Adam Schefter talking to Gronk a couple of days ago, where Gronk says, yeah, the devastating injuries were still going to happen, but the day-to-day of getting onto the football field, that would have been much, much easier. That would have been something that he was more easily able to do without having to use the narcotic painkillers, the opiate-based painkillers, to deal with the everyday aches and pains that these guys deal with. And by the way, the everyday aches and pains that NFL players deal with are very different from the aches and pains that you and I deal with from our jobs. These guys get hit by trucks, essentially, on a weekly basis, on a daily basis in practice. and they still are expected to get out there, get on the field, and positively contribute to the success of their teams. They do it for themselves, they do it for their paycheck, they do it for their teammates, and they do it for you guys, the fans, to entertain you, because these guys do realize that without you guys demanding the product, they don't get paid. Then there is no NFL, there is no professional football. So without the fans rooting on these players, the employment in the NFL does not exist. It's a bonus for all of us. It's good for everybody if your favorite players are able to stay on the football field and they're able to do it in a healthier way. The solutions are out there. The answers are out there. We're at the very infancy of these solutions, but there's a better way. It's on the horizon, unfortunately, because so many people have an archaic way of thinking. Those solutions on the horizon will remain on the horizon until there's a dramatic shift in the way that this country thinks. Talking about that with you guys when we come back right here on Sports Radio WEI.
But we like surprises with Gronk. Or is there any chance that you'll have another surprise for us later in the year? What happens if Tom calls you in December and says, Rob, come on, post-stretch run, playoffs, don't have to come back that much, you're feeling good, your toes are better from the CBD, your body feels better, your weight's better. What do you say when Tom calls you, Rob?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing his treatments, getting his pliability. If he comes over and rubs some CBD matic on me, I'll feel twice as good then, and then I'll be ready to go.
Seems like a good deal for Tom right there. How does he get his world-class tight end back? Just got to go over his house sometime around the holidays. I'm sure Gronk will be having some festivities at his house somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is about the right time, I think, for Gronk to come back. And Gronk says, just get Tom over there, rub some CBD. CBD Medic, he was very clear to attach the brand to the discussion with Schefter. And I don't blame him. It's no different than Tom attaching the TB12 brand to everything. Whenever you see Tom do a press conference now, it's always a TB12 shirt, a TB12 hat. And while, you know, people associate Tom Brady with the number 12, make no mistake about it, he is promoting TB12, the brand, at every single turn. You're seeing it visually. You're seeing it visually. You're hearing it through audio. It's in your face. Every single day during the Patriots season, Tom uses the outlet that he has as an avenue to promote his brand. And you're going to start seeing and hearing Gronk do the same thing. So Gronk was a little crafty there. You know, people don't think Gronk's all that bright. He is. When you're attaching a brand to everything that you say and do because you want that brand to take off, because you've got a financial stake in that brand, you'll make sure that you do it. And he's on top of that right there, telling Schefter, yeah, I'll come back in December. But Tom's got to come over and not just rub some CBD on him. He has to rub some CBD Medic on him. The name of the brand. Well done, Rob Gronkowski. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. Room for you guys today at 617-779-7937. We'll get right back out to the calls here. Let's go to Tony. Tony's in Revere. Tony, you next up here on WEI.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Tony. So, what's up, man?
Good. So a lot of my thunder was stole, you know, with a few of the other callers. But I want to bring up something that I think a lot of listeners might be on some sort of. So what I'm talking about is like a maintenance program. So I am a recovering addict, opioids. Obviously, I've been 5-6 years, and I'm about 7 months clean.
Good for you, man.
And a lot of that really is because of the marijuana. So I'm on like the program, a methadone maintenance program, and a lot of people might be scared, you know, that, you know, if you're recovering and you're on some sort of maintenance program, that you'll never get off, or you know, that kind of thing. But marijuana has helped me pretty much get off that, and it does help, like I said, in general, for getting people off the opioids and heroin. Everybody has their own story, you know what I mean? But a lot of people that are on this, the methadone and Suboxone and stuff like that, marijuana does help them get off that stuff too. So it is all around just a good thing. And a lot of people are closed-minded, like you said. And marijuana, like that story somebody said with the stomach ache, you know, you shouldn't use it just for a stomach. Well, actually, you should use it for a stomach ache. That's what it's there for. It's a product that, you know, marijuana is a natural thing. It grows out of the ground. You know what I mean? It's natural. So, you know, if someone has a stomach ache, if they're not feeling good, if they're nauseous, that's what this product is there for. It helps you with nausea. It helps you with people that don't feel well. They might be like nauseous and or they ate too much. That's not an excuse. That's a reason to use it, and it's not a bad thing. So, people that say that, you know, and are closed minded, like you said, it's upsetting because people need to understand that it should be used in that way. It's not all bad. You know
what you're talking about, though, you're talking about an education of society and a perception change. And I feel like the best way to do that is to have a league like the NFL on board, to have the NBA on board. And once the NFL or NBA gets on board and they publicly endorse this stuff, then the perception starts to change, then it starts to shift, and people that are closed-minded like that texter, maybe he has a bit of an awakening. You're not going to change everybody's mind, though. No chance.
Yeah, but you know what's the thing that I'm kind of, that's a little nerve-wracking is, I think a lot of these leagues don't want to be on board because there's so many younger kids that are watching. And I understand, you know, they understand you got to be 21. But if they're looking at all this and seeing that it's endorsed and things like that at 12, 13 years old, they're going to be smoking at 14, 15. You know what I mean? So it's something that's kind of like walking on eggshells. It's kind of like maybe they shouldn't test for it. Maybe they should just leave that and just let it go, like undercover, you know? And then there should be, like, no problems. There shouldn't be, I don't think we should be, you know, speaking about it and going, like, you know, having, you know, rallies and all this stuff. Like, let's you know, unite and all for the, I don't think that's the way we should go about it. I think we should just not let it go so mainstream. Like what Rob's doing is great and stuff. That's a CBD. That's different than THC, and people don't understand it. So it's kind of like, it's tough for people that don't get it. It's hard for them to understand, you know, THC and CBD, what's the difference? They think THC is CBD, but it's completely different.
It's completely,
you know,
different.
I mean?
It comes from the same place, but it's completely different.
Yeah, and it's hard for people to understand that. But like I said, with smoking marijuana, there is CBD in the THC, and I feel the effects. I've been smoking for 10 years, but I've really, in the past 3 or 4 months since getting clean off of opiates, where, you know, if I have to dab in the morning, do a dab, and then have a joint in the afternoon and do a dab at night, you know, everything, there's tons of products out there for everybody. You have to go through the trials of and ever see what works for you. It's not just take one thing, and that's, you know, it took me months to find out what I wanted, what works for me, and probably months for you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's hard because there's not really a lot of doctors that are saying, well, this works great for you, but that's why you go to the dispensaries and the bud tenders are there to help you, you know? So, I think once, you know, I'm starting to see grandmas go in dispensaries, you know, you kind of look at the people that are in there and you're like, you know, it feels good. It's a community. Everybody's that's in those dispensaries know what the power of this plant does, you know? And I think it's only a matter of time before the cat's out of the bag and everybody is really on board. There's no way to deny it. So I appreciate it. You should do a marijuana podcast, bro. That would be sweet.
Maybe I need to learn some more myself, though, before I become an expert. But Tony, listen, man, I appreciate the phone call. Good luck with your situation. And everybody's situation is different, right? And everybody's situation is unique to them. And this is not, there is no sort of one-stop shop. There's no easy fix here. And that was part of the trouble that, you know, Purdue Pharma got into. They're the company that introduced OxyContin to the world in the mid-90s. And if you remember, and you can Google this stuff, but the advertising that they did was so mainstream. I'm talking about, like, in Sports Illustrated magazines. I'm talking about Good Housekeeping. All these magazines had full-page ads for OxyContin. And at the very beginning, it was advertised as a cure-all for the daily pains of life, whether it's a simple backache, a toothache, something that prevents you from having the good quality of life on a daily basis. Instead of taking a Tylenol, you take an OxyContin. It's crazy now. It's crazy to think about it like that, but that's exactly what it was advertised as, which is why Purdue Pharma has been sued and just paid out billions of dollars.
Hashtag weed in the league, man.
It's a tiny percentage of their overall profits, but, you know, they just paid out billions of dollars because of the false advertising. So when you say that you don't want it to go mainstream, I do. I want it to be sort of the counter to what Purdue was, what OxyContin was, because I think that there's an educational process that needs to happen, and the only way to educate people is by putting it out there. And I'll tell you what, you know, you mentioned kids. My daughter's a world-class athlete. She's literally gone to Paris to twirl her baton. She'll go to Venice next year. She went to University of Notre Dame this summer. She's awesome, and she works her ass off at it. At 12 years old, she's been doing it for 6-plus years, and she's so good. I'm so proud of her. But if she had an inflammation problem or if she had an injury and the doctor wanted to prescribe her Vicodin or some sort of CBD oil or a marijuana-based gummy or something of that nature, I mean, I'm going to choose the marijuana-based solution over the opiate-based solution 10 times out of 10. It's what I'm going to do, and it's because I've got a better understanding of exactly what the power of this medication is. And I've got a better understanding because it's worked for me. And I just wish that more people were more open-minded and more willing to have the discussion. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. If you're on the line, stay on the line. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation, start to work in some other things as well as we enter the 2 and 3 o'clock hours here, start to introduce some Celtics into the conversation. A couple weeks to go until they open training camp. Demaryius Thomas back with the Patriots and your Red Sox. They're 5 games out of a wild card. Is the season over for them? So we'll start to work that stuff in while continuing our discussion here on marijuana, CBD, THC, and the natural remedies that are available, yet so far away when it comes to our professional athletes. All that and your phone calls when we come back right here on Sports Radio WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.